Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is April 18, Saturday, 2020, day 109. Today's topic, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 56, verses 1 to 8, Joshua chapter 16, verse 1 to chapter 18, verse 28, Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 27, Proverbs 13, verse 11. Today's main passage, Luke 19, verses 12 to 19. He said, a man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we don't want this man to be our king. He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for his servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant. His master replied, because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. The second came and said, sir, your mina has earned 5 more. His master answered, you take charge of 5 cities. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, well done, my good and faithful servant. According to some statistics, the first word that most Christians would like to hear from Jesus when they die is what Jesus says in today's passage. Well done, my good servant. But quite a number of Christians felt sorry during their last stage in life that they did not put the money God gave to work more for God. Before the crisis of COVID-19, I thought this passage is to warn us not to go to see the Lord empty-handed, but to lead more people to be saved by Jesus. But this pandemic gives me a new insight because I see how Satan wants to make use of COVID-19 to destroy the economic system of this world. Many churches and Christian organizations and other charitable organizations lost 50% of their usual donations. Many of those can hold up to June or July and have to close down their business. To be Jesus' good and faithful servant, now is the time to test whether we can take part to help our church to survive. To make this crisis into opportunity and to witness money is not our Lord, but Jesus is our Lord. When that day comes, Jesus will welcome you into heaven with a smiling face, saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to take part to help our church to turn this deadly crisis into opportunity, so as to witness that money is not our Lord, and Jesus, you are our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is your action plan to take part in this operation to help your church to survive and to get through this crisis? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you. Mm-hmm.